Hey everybody, James Breyer here with the Seattle Rodent Control Show, and today's show is called DIY Rodent Control Tips for Seattle. You know what's wild? Seattle ranks in the top 10 U.S. cities for rodent complaints. If you're like most of my neighbors and tired of hearing the midnight scratch orchestra in your walls, stick around. I'm about to share three proven DIY methods that'll help you take back your home without emptying your wallet. Let's start with what I call the Great Seattle Seal Up. Think of your house like a leaky boat, except instead of water getting in, it's furry freeloaders. Any hole bigger than a quarter inch is basically a rodent welcome mat. Focus on your foundation first, folks. Get yourself some steel wool and expandable foam. Rats hate chewing through steel wool like I hate traffic on I-5. Pay special attention to those utility entry points, and don't forget our Seattle specials. Those damp crawl spaces, and fancy roof lines. Now let's talk landscaping, or as I like to call it, the rat real estate market. That beautiful ivy climbing your walls, that's basically a rat highway system. Keep a 2-foot plant-free zone around your house. Think of it as a no-rats land. If you're composting, because we're Seattle and of course you are, wrap that bin in hardware cloth. And those fallen apples and cherries, they're not making cider on their own. They're running an all-you-can-eat buffet for our unwanted guests. Here's the maintenance game plan. And trust me, it's easier than remembering to bring your reusable bags to the grocery store. Do a weekly walkabout of your property. I love using peppermint oil around entry points. Rats hate it almost as much as they hate my show. Keep those garbage bins sealed tight, and don't forget to check under your deck regularly. That's prime rat real estate right there. Speaking of success stories, just last month I worked with a homeowner in Ballard who was at her wit's end with rats. After following these exact steps, especially yanking out that ivy and sealing up entry points, her rat problem vanished faster than parking spots during Seafair. Saved herself $800 in professional pest control costs, too. Here's your homework, Seattle. Take 15 minutes today and walk your home's perimeter. Grab some chalk and mark every suspicious hole, crack, or gap you find. Think of it as a treasure hunt, except the treasure is peace of mind. Remember, spending a little time on prevention now beats spending big money on elimination later. This has been James Breyer with the Seattle Rodent Control Show.